This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply. Promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Yes, the man was correct in that lofty introduction. My name is Pedro Fernandez, the often imitated but never duplicated undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that belt now, get this, better than 35 years. Speaking of defending belts, Manny Pacquiao, the Filipino phenom, all 40 years of him, right? 40 years old, straight up an old man in the boxing ring, but tonight he takes on Adrian Broner. We're just hours away from that. Now Manny Pacquiao, a 4-1 favorite. Wow, the odds jumped. It was 2.5-1. Now it jumped to 4-1. I guess the Filipinos are backing their guy. Are they backing him into a hole? They might be. We'll talk about that in depth with Socrates Palmer, boxing writer extraordinaire. We'll hear the weigh-in, of course, of the Manny Pacquiao-Adrian Broner fight tonight. It's on Showtime. Of course, Showtime Championship Boxing. Take that back. It's pay-per-view. Showtime Championship Boxing is putting this on Showtime pay-per-view. But if you want to watch it, you got to pay for it. And I think this is a fight worth paying for. I don't say that too often, but if Broner come in shape, if Broner's ready to go, this will be one hell of a fight, no doubt about it. If he isn't, it'll be just another Adrian Broner night. In other words, maybe he could have done something, he would have done something, but he didn't do it. Straight up, he's a bit of a disappointment thus far as professional. We'll see if he wakes up tonight. Open phone lines all around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. Our listener line, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the guilt-free, no commitment, the text line, the studio text line, 415-275-1613. The studio text line, once again, 415-275-1613. You tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 35 years on Sports Byline.
Yes, I'm wrapped up in your arms. Gonna take me with you. Please take me with you. Yes. How I'd love to walk down that golden street. Hey.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The boxers to the stage for a main event of the evening. 12 rounds of action for the WBA Welterweight Championship of the World. Introducing first the challenger from Cincinnati, Ohio, making his 10th world title appearance. Here is one of boxing's biggest draws, the former four-division champion of the world, Adrian the Problem Broner. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring out the defending champion for the Sarangani province in the Philippines. An icon of the sport, a legend of boxing, boxing's only 8-division world champion. Here is the WBA welterweight champion of the world, Pac-Man Pacquiao.
Take your stuff off of me, buddy.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we invite our fighters to the scale at this time as the welterweight championship of the world. The weight limit is 147 pounds. We extend first the honor to the challenger and WBA number 6 ranked contender. Here is boxing's youngest ever 4-division world champion to the scale, Adrian the Problem Broner.
All right, okay.
Adrian Broner weighs in at 146 and one half pounds. 146 and a half for the challenger. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the future Hall of Famer, the current senator of the Philippines, the defending and reigning WBA welterweight champion of the world, Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao.
Yo, muscles.
Thanks.
Thank you, Senator. 146.
Manny Pacquiao weighs in at a ready 146 pounds. 146 for the champion.
Back up.
There he goes.
Perfect.
Thank you, Paul.
Wow. Can I say we're just hours away. They've stepped on the scale. Both guys probably weigh in the high 50s right now. Adrian Broner especially, the guy that hasn't been able to be disciplined when it comes to his weight. And that's really the intangible involved in this match between Manny Pacquiao and Adrian Broner is the chubbiness of Adrian Broner. Now, I hate to say it, but he's left a lot of fights in the gym. What I mean by living fights in the gym is, you know, he goes out and he performs well for a minute and 20 seconds of a round. And he lets the other guy perform well for a minute and 40 seconds of a round. Well, guess what? That minute and 40 is what's been beating him. The extra 10 or 15 seconds around that Adrian Broner just won't put out the punch. The punch output is not there. Now, Broner's on one hand, now a 4-1 underdog. Of course, Manny Pacquiao, 40 years old. What time is the end time for Manny Pacquiao? Is it tonight? Well, we take it to the Big Apple and bring in our New York City expert, Mr. Boxing himself, Socrates Palmer. Sock, is this the night Pac goes bye-bye forever?
I don't think so.
Tell me why.
Well, the oldest cliche in boxing is styles make fights, and I don't believe Adrian Broner has the style that beats Manny Pacquiao. He just doesn't throw enough punches. He doesn't fight 3 minutes. Sure, can he get lucky and catch Manny? But Broner's not that type of a banger. You know, he's not, he's, if you look at his resume, he's never really stopped a A-level fighter or even a B-level fighter. You know, I think that the partying has caught up to Broner, and he may look like the 40-year-old more so than Manny will.
Are you trying to tell me that cocaine takes a little away, takes a little bit away from a fighter?
Well,
John Jones doesn't think so.
And John didn't look so hot his last time out when he fought that hobo. So I don't know. But Tyson Fury looked okay. So it's, who knows?
Okay, Manny Pacquiao, of course, they call him an eight-division champion. Say what you want about that. He's without a doubt an iconic figure. I remember when he came to the United States in 2001 and upset LaWaba for the IBF, I think, believe 122-pound title. And, of course, he burst on the scene when he blitzed, I mean, the highly favored, I mean, last-minute opponent to come in for Marco Antonio Barrera, and he beat Marco Antonio Barrera. And, of course, he went on a roll and beat a lot of those guys down there. But the one guy he couldn't beat, I thought clearly, was Juan Manuel Marquez. And then they had that fourth fight, and Marquez sort of like, he closed the door on that one.
He did. However, though, if you really look at that fight again, I thought he was on the way out.
He was getting killed.
He was losing blood from everywhere. And, you know, he caught him. He caught him with one of the great knockouts in the history of boxing. Maybe he also, you know, allegedly might have been using some special Flintstone vitamins.
Time out. How can you bring Flintstone vitamins into any equation involving Manny Pacquiao without saying that he's probably the chief suspect when it comes to Flintstone vitamins for the past decade?
Well, if that was the case, it's basically two guys that went into the ring with a bat, and the first guy that got hit, you know, it got dropped. You know, it's fair.
Can you explain that to people? Why that steroids and performance enhancing drugs in boxing and combat sports is like having a third arm or something like? Can you explain it? Because people don't get it. People say that I'm exaggerating all the time.
Well, it's just the nature of the beast. In baseball, you're hitting a baseball with a bat. In boxing, you're hitting a person. Or in mixed martial arts, you're physically making contact with a human being. And if you are if you're using performance-enhancing drugs, there's no way that it's a fair fight. I mean, the guy in front of you is not going to tire out at the same speed. He's going to be stronger.
Socrates, the real key, though, I thought to all that Manny stuff was when he sat down on the stool and he was not breathing hard 15 or 20 seconds later. That was the mind blower to me because I tried to be a cardio freak, but I couldn't do that.
I mean, the human body is not really meant to be, you know.
Recover that fast.
Yeah. Now, granted, all of it is speculation. He's never tested positive or anything like that. And, yes, there's, you know, the science is probably always ahead of the sport. But, you know, until you're innocent until proven otherwise, right?
Ooh.
And there's never been any Evan Fields packages sent to Manny's house. So, you know, it's. And his strength and conditioning coach has never been, you know, unlike a guy like.
Oh, wait. Memo, who was that guy? Who was the guy he had? Ariza? He was a shady character.
But Alex never had somebody get popped, unlike Memo Heredia. You know, and Alex, full disclosure, Alex is a good friend of mine.
Oh, so, hey, he's never had guy. I know, but Alex used to give him those special shakes. You don't think there was something in those shakes?
I don't know. I have no idea. But
time out.
The guy in Marquez's corner, Heredia, is a well-renowned cheater.
No,
he
without a doubt.
Videos.
But let me go back to Alex for a second, okay? Hector Martinez and I have talked about this over and over and over again. The guy that we want in our corner as far as nutrition and getting down to weight and making all that kind of good stuff is Alex Ariza. We've talked about that time and time and time again. Say what you want about him, throw shade on him, and I do at times to have fun, but the bottom line is he's the guy we want in our corner for our fighter. Know that about that. Real quick, I'm gonna keep you around for another segment. I gotta go. Will that work for you?
100%.
Okay. Let's go to our break early. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline broadcast. Don't worry. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. No Tower of Power to the break, baby. Open phone lines all around the planet. We're talking Pacquiao and Broner. Of course, at about the 30 minutes past that, we'll switch gears. Talk about the UFC. Big UFC fight tonight. Wow. TJ Dillashaw coming down from 135 pounds to take on 125-pound champion Henry Cejudo, the 2008 Olympic gold medalist. People say he doesn't have a chance. Well, what are they saying? What are they saying? Come on. Henry's a 2-1 underdog? You got to be kidding me. Bottom line is, Henry's going to win. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
I don't want to predict this fight, but, you know, I'm going to promise that I can give a good fight, you know, to make people happy, and I just do my best.
Woo! It's going to be good.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
I went to penitentiary. Gene Wilder, I did a movie. I went to, not me personally. I mean, I went to do a film in penitentiary. I was up there 6 weeks, Arizona State Penitentiary. It was some, oh, you're applauding for that? Arizona State Penitentiary, real popular. Oh, man, it was strange because it's like 80% black people. And what's strange about that is that there are no black people in Arizona.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's a tough phone call for us to make.
Check this out, Tower of Power 2019, baby. 50 years of funk. This is the title cut off the new LP on the soul side of town. Check it out, towerofpower.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide, 35 plus years now. You're inside looking the world of combat sports. Hours away, of course, from the Manny Pacquiao, Adrian Broner showdown that'll go take place on Showtime pay-per-view. And, of course, across the TV channel, guide I'm talking about, Fox Sports 1, going to roll with Henry Cejudo, the 2008 Olympic gold medalist in wrestling, taking on TJ Dillashaw. Dillashaw, the world bantamweight champion, his Cejudo, the world flyweight champion, a clash of champions at 125 pounds. We'll talk about that in depth at 40 minutes past the hour. Now, back to my man on the line, of course, from the Big Apple, Mr. Socrates Palmer. Socrates, Johnny Sink said this guy Rivas had no chance, and he lit up Bryan Jennings last night. They call him Bryant Bye-Bye Jennings. He went bye-bye in the 12th round.
Hey, there's very little type of drama like a late knockout, and it was great. I mean, I didn't know much of Rivas, just probably like the rest of America, and you know, he probably ended Jennings' title shots. I think Jennings now will probably, if he wants to hang around, will probably be a gatekeeper type of dude, a stepping stone fighter, and good win.
He wasn't a threat per se. He was a contender, but I never called him a threat. Did you?
No, I mean, I think, you know, he's an undersized heavyweight, you know, in today's world. You know, the guy, not a great puncher, a guy that looked, you know, he was in great shape. He gave Ortiz a decent scrap. You know, it's a tough guy. But, you know, there's levels to this. And Jennings, unfortunately for him, it's not meant to be. You know, I think he's just a guy that's still carries a name and could be a good stepping stone fighter for another, you know, heir apparent.
Now we know that you're the king of the Big Apple this week. And this week, I'm sure you were at the Terrence Crawford, Amir Khan, New York City press conference, right? You were there?
No, I didn't. Although I really wish, and I said it to a friend of mine, that the fight would have happened 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Before Amir got starched by Canelo. That's a hell of a fight.
Who hasn't hit him on the chin and starched him? Who hasn't? Ever since Prescott, whatever his name was. Yeah. I mean, that was like 8-10 years ago.
Yeah. He's been around, also in activity. But at one point, though, Amir was a bad dude. I mean, as far as just straight skills, I mean,
he
dismantled Paulie. He dismantled Devin Alexander. He's got some good wins, and
as an amateur, man, he was a stud. I mean, I thought he was a guaranteed cinch. I said this gold medal stuff would be nothing for him. Then he won like the bronze or something like that, or silver, and I was sort of disappointed in that. And then, you know, as a pro, I was watching him, saying to myself, "This guy's really going to be the guy." But I think what happened was, I think he's one of those guys that performed above his weight class to an extent. In other words, he wouldn't cut that extra 5 or 6 pounds. In other words, if I fought amateurs at 139, junior welterweight, they moved up to 141. I wish it was 141 in my time. But if I'd have fought pro, it would have been 135 pounds. Okay? So I would have had to lose that extra 5 pounds to cut that, or maybe 130. We talked about that too, maybe breaking down to 130. So what I'm trying to tell you is I always thought that Khan fought maybe a weight division above what he should have. And I think that took its toll on his chin. I mean, because straight up, you can't take punches from bigger guys. Well, he can't take punches from little guys. But bottom line is, at the end of the day, Terrence Crawford's got a probably cinch win here, don't you think?
Yeah, I would probably guess so. I could see it being somewhat of a chess match early. And maybe Terrence has an ability, you know, to really adapt. And he's great shape. there's not a lot of wasted movement with him, and I think that's why he tends to finish stronger than his fighter than his opponents, and I could definitely see him taking him out probably after the 9th, 10th round.
Okay, so tonight
Amir will be game.
Okay, so tonight you're figuring that Manny Pacquiao is going to win this fight, right? That's what you're saying.
I think Manny's gonna put it on him. Okay. I really do. You know what? Maybe it's nostalgia, because Manny's one of those guys that's been great for the sport.
Okay.
Say what you will, the shadiness, you know, maybe his hypocrisy, you know, but the guy was a star.
He's a star, one of the biggest stars ever, no doubt about that. You know how he got to that, being that great? He got that great drinking virgin blood. That's what he says. That's what his religious cult does. They're not just Catholics. These guys have taken that stuff like to another level. He drinks virgin blood. That's why he's so down on gays. Remember you saying gay people should be killed or something like that? And he's got gay people in his camp. What a hypocrite.
Maybe something is lost in translation. I don't know.
We'll change subjects. Socrates is not going to kick Manny Pacquiao in the teeth today, no matter how I try to get him to do it. He's the one to do it. But that's cool. I understand. Manny deserves a shot. Mm-hmm. In a shocker last night, Pablo Cesar Cano, 32-7-1. He's going, whoa, 22 KOs. Overpowered and stopped former three-division champion Jorge Linares, 45-5, to retain the WBC International Silver title at 135 pounds. He was the guy that knocked down Lomachenko last time out, I believe. What does that say when a journeyman comes in here and drills a guy?
Well, Cano's a bigger guy, and Cano had fought mm-hmm. at welterweight. You know, I saw him, you know, give Malignaggi all his, you know, as much as he can handle. He fought Sugar Shane Mosley, bigger guys.
Yeah,
and Linares, much like we were speaking about, he's a guy that started at 126, 130.
You know, and I'm looking at the picture of them online, and one guy is like two weight classes bigger than the other guy. I'm glad you brought that out. He is just huge compared to him, no doubt about that. The WBO middleweight champion, Adrian Demetrius Andrade, stopped AA in 12 rounds. AA wasn't much. Is Andrade much? He's from your neck of the woods.
From Rhode Island. I like AA. I think that inactivity, he signed with not the best promoter when he first turned pro. His style is tough on TV, I would say. But the guy, he's a big dude. He's 6'2", 6'3", and he in the ring, he looks like he's 6'8". You know, he's got long arms. No one's going to look good against a guy like Andrade. I do feel, though, last night the ref should have let the I can't think of the gentleman's name finish the fight. You know, he was competitive. I thought that was a lousy stop.
Okay, it looks like Danny Jacobs has signed that deal, just like I said he would, with Canelo Alvarez. Looks like they're going to rock in the, I guess, in May on pay-per-view. May on the Zone. Why do I keep saying pay-per-view? We got the Zone. You got the Zone, right? You can't go without the Zone or the ESPN Plus. If you do, like, you're screwed as far as you're a fight fan's concerned. But that's going to happen, no doubt about that. Do we give Jacobs a chance here?
I think he's got a chance, but I think he is ripe for the picking. Danny really has looked ordinary since the Golovkin fight.
And so has Golovkin.
So has Golovkin. But I think Golovkin's maybe is more age than anything else has caught up to him. I think Danny is. It's been a long time since, I think probably since the Klitschko, since Vitaly Klitschko, that a fighter got so much props after a loss.
Okay.
I still feel that he lost that fight against Triple G, my opinion. And Danny has kind of looked, against nondescript guys.
Okay.
And Canelo's a different level. And I think they're catching Danny at the right time. Danny's a guy that had a spectacular amateur career, a lot of fights.
And he beat cancer.
And he beat cancer,
no doubt about that. Let's switch gears. In the days of the 90s, I used to watch fights with a guy by the name of Jack Tatum. They used to call him Assassin. He was number 32 for the Oakland Raiders. Me and Jack used to bet money back and forth, and it was just a great relationship that we had. Of course, I used to always ask
you knew
him.
Jack?
Yeah, I used to ask him about Warren Wells all the time, and he sort of like he didn't want to talk about Warren Wells. There is a special coming out this week, I believe, on NBC Sports World here in the Bay Area regarding Warren Wells. Warren Wells was number 81 for the Oakland Raiders at one point in time. He was in the Pro Bowl, but I remember being arrested in the locker room after the Pro Bowl. So he had a checkered past, but he died. In December, I didn't know he passed, the age of 78, but Warren Wells, number 81, they're going to throw a special on this week. But, yeah, me and Tatum go back, man. Jack was cool. Jack was known to, we didn't drink. You know what I'm saying? We had a good time, but we didn't drink. You know what I'm trying to say?
Okay. Yeah. You know, I think I know.
we went behind. Instead of drinking in the club, we went behind the club.
I hear you.
And that's what no harm, no foul. And Jack was so cool, man. Tell me, what are your memories of Jack Tatum?
Jack was a little bit before my time. Yeah. However, NFL films. It's a shame that when I first heard of him was the incident with Stingley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Jack Tatum was a bad dude. Number 32. It's funny. One of my earliest birthday presents was my dad got me a Marcus Allen jersey. Mm-hmm. And it was just 32, the same number. And then when Marcus signed with the Chiefs, I said, you know what? I slapped a Tatum on it. I went to a sporting goods store and I put Tatum on it. I was so upset that he left the Raiders. So Jack Tatum was one of those heroes of NFL films that I'll always remember.
And he passed away. He was a giant of a guy. But what I mean is, as far as heart was concerned, but he didn't want to hurt people, man. That was just his job. Bottom line is, we salute Jack Tatum, and we salute Socrates Palmer. Hey, tell the old lady, I don't mean that in a derogative way, but tell the old lady and the kid to have a great weekend with you, man.
Thank you, sir. Love you, and I'll see you soon.
All the best. The great Socrates Palmer on Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Switching gears, next up, we're talking the upset tonight. That's right. Henry Cejudo retaining the World Flyweight Championship against TJ Dillashaw in the battle on Fox Sports 1. UFC rocking and rolling tonight on TV. Next up on Sports Byline.
Comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hey, it's Rick Tittle, and like the rest of us, you probably made New Year's resolutions, like you're planning to eat better, exercise more, whatever. Well, it all starts with a great night's sleep. You've heard me talk about MyPillow and how it's changed things for me. I wake up feeling brand new. Imagine what a difference a great pillow makes. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on their 4-pack, shipping is absolutely free. Yes. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter my promo code COZY, COZY, and you'll get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. There is nothing better than the gift of restorative sleep. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and use my code COZY to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. Again, free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com. And click on the 4-pack special and enter my promo code COZY, which works for any offer on MyPillow.com, or go and call 800-966-1472. Once again, promo code COZY.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Just under 90 seconds remains in the fourth round.
We use that arm to try to take away the base. Oh, look at the kicks. That's old school Hicks and Gracie style.
Oh, he's got the choke.
Stuck it in.
Penn looking to choke out Florian. BJ Penn looking to remain the champion. It is all over. BJ Penn has defeated Teddy Florian.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That is just a fact of life.
This song is like so mellow. Let's get excited. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose going back about 25 or 30. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Ring Talk Live Worldwide is the show, of course. We are Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific. I'm right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, of course, Channel 211, a plethora of other platforms. But I want to mention K-Shop. K-Shop 1400 down there in Las Vegas, man. Am I getting some... I'm getting ripped by some guy. His name is Harry, and he keeps ripping me up here. Harry, what's the beef, man? I mean, what's the beef? I understand, you know, you disagree with me on certain things, but to come after me, you know, like the way you have is sort of like a Donald Trump. You're coming after my family now. I can't believe you said something about my mother. You don't need to bring my mother into this. You want to knock me, you can knock me all you want, but don't bring my relatives into this. Don't make it personal, man. We're just having a good time, okay? You're tuned to Ring Talk. That's the show, live worldwide, Saturday and Sundays. 11 a.m. Pacific time, of course, 2 p.m. Eastern time, 8 o'clock in Honolulu, Hawaii. Of course, want to say hello to Marty and all the guys over there in Honolulu, Hawaii. Of course, don't forget, the Taco Man Audio Magazine airs tonight at 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's 1 a.m. Eastern time. Of course, that's Johnny Taco, the former stand-up comedian extraordinaire. Of course, stand-up comedian and award-winning writer. Check him out at 10 p.m. Pacific time, 1 a.m. Eastern time. It's a bit of a different show. It's off the wall. To a great extent. Check it out. The Taco Man Audio Magazine. Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So we are just hours away, as I said that about the Pacquiao-Broner fight, but we're just hours away from a get-down, a throw-down, baby. January 19th, of course, this will be remembered, I think, for the day that Henry Cejudo stepped up and defied all the odds. In other words, he defies all the odds. People laughed at him when he took on Demetrius Johnson. They said he didn't have a chance because Demetrius had beat him the first time. But I tried to explain to people that Henry was young. He was green. He was green like guacamole. Okay? I mean, he's also Mexican. But he was green like guacamole. And he fought Demetrius Johnson after like one or two fights in the UFC. In other words, they needed an opponent. For Mighty Mouse, they got him, and Mighty Mouse won. But I'm telling you, in the rematch, they were different guys. They were different. No, different men, no doubt about it. And I'm telling you, Henry Cejudo, the 2008 Olympic gold medalist, he is the real deal. He just is. People laugh. They say, you know, T.J. Dillashaw's a bigger guy. He's going to come down and weigh. Here's a guy that probably walks around at 160 pounds, 155, 160 pounds, coming down to 135 for his bantamweight limit. And, of course, cutting some more weight now, another 10 pounds to make 125 pounds. They both made the weight, but I'm telling you, Cejudo was the first Olympic champion to become a UFC champion. I think that differs him from everybody else. That sort of makes him the Sugar Ray Leonard of MMA in my mind. I do. I think he's a great fighter. Pound for pound, one of the best. And T.J. Dillashaw, you know, in 90% of the time, size prevails. Like, you know, in pornography and combat sports, both the same. Size prevails. It just does. Size matters. And I could tell you the stories where I used to fight at 139, and then I moved up to 147. And the guys at 147, I got spanked at 147, but in the National Golden Gloves. But I'm telling you, the difference in guys fighting guys at 139 and 147 at a high level in the amateur ranks is like incredible. It just is. You got guys making 147 that like walk around 165, 166 pounds. These guys are coming down like 15, 18 pounds. I kid you not. And one guy that I remember fought in the Nationals, Ernie Chavez, who like spanked me. Anyway, he fought Meldrick Taylor, the 1984 Olympic gold medalist, as a professional as well. And I told Meldrick that Ernie could punch. Meldrick laughed at me until he punched him. But the bottom line is Ernie like weighed in at 147, and when he fought me, he said he was 168 pounds 3 days later. 168. No wonder when I hit him so hard in that first round
with a right hand. I said to myself, no respect, I'm in trouble. I got no respect for him anyway. He ended up thumping me. Bottom line is we're talking mixed martial arts, because UFC rock and rolling, the Barclays Center, home of premier boxing champions, of course, for the most part, and the New York Nets, or the Brooklyn Nets in Brooklyn, New York, of course, Barclays Center. Known mainly for boxing and NBA, but now we've got the UFC rocking and rolling. UFC's making their mark. Not only are they in the Garden, Madison Square Garden, they're doing this UFC Fight Night 143, of course, is going to happen in the home of the Brooklyn Nets. So let's go through the card. Of course, Cejudo on top, the world champion at 125 pounds, taking on TJ Dillashaw, the champion at 135. These guys are fighting at 125. I need to stress that point over and over again. And making 125, if Dillashaw could make 125 and do it strong, in other words, he can make 125 and be strong, he's got a real good chance of beating Henry Cejudo. But Henry's not a small flyweight either. He fought at 135 at one point in time. 125 is his ideal weight, and I think that he's the underdog in this match, no doubt about it. And I'm picking him, Henry Cejudo, to win tonight against T.J. Dillashaw. Greg Hardy and Alan Crowder in the co-feature. That's a heavyweight bout. Of course, anything can roll when these guys throw it at 205 pounds or more. A lightweight bout, Gregor Gillespie taking on Yancy Medeiros. And a flyweight bout, Joseph Benavidez taking on Dustin Ortiz. Those guys are 125. There's a chicks fight on the card. People get upset when I say chicks. I don't care. Anyway, Paige Vans. I used to have a girl that used to write for my website. We called her the fight chick, and she was like one of the biggest feminists of all time. Her name was Frances Martel. You see her on MSNBC and Fox News and all that kind of good stuff. Now she's a hot shot. But yeah, she went along with the chick thing. It didn't bother her. Anyway, one of the better-looking chicks fighting tonight. Ah, did I really say that? Yes, I did. Paige VanZant. She got a name like a porn star. Isn't she Paige VanZant? Wouldn't that be a great name for a porn star, Paige VanZant? Yeah. Anyway, she's taking on Rachel Ostovich. And I think that Paige is going to win this fight. At least they hope she wins, because they want to put her in a position to win the title at 125. Glover Teixeira, former challenger at 205 pounds, considered a hot shot in this writer's mind about 4 or 5 years ago, taking on Carl Robinson. He hasn't won in a while. I'm talking about Glover. They're supposedly setting him up for a good win. The preliminary card, take the fact, this is all going to be on ESPN+. It's not going to be on Fox Sports 1, so they're changing things around now. Take that back. This is the ESPN Plus year. Anyway, ESPN Plus, you got to get the app. I got the app. I don't like paying for it, but I got the app. It's like $4 a month, $5 a month. You get boxing, get different sports, but I got it for boxing. Now I've got it for the UFC and MMA. Henry Cejudo and TJ Dillashaw in the main event. The ESPN card, not ESPN Plus, regular ESPN card, is going to be Donald Cerrone and Alexander Hernandez at lightweight, a women's flyweight bout between Joanna Calderwood versus Adrian Lipsky, Alonso Manafield versus Vinicius Moreira at light heavyweight, and a bantamweight bout between Mauricio Batista and Corey Sandhagen. That's going to roll on ESPN. Of course, this is all rock and rolling tonight. You got to check your TV, guys, to figure what this is going on. And of course, you've got to have ESPN Plus. And I'm not a big, I'm not an advocate of you guys having to spend money to watch events. I'm not. You know that. I'm always looking to cut corners. I try to send you to different places around the world where maybe you can watch a fight for free if you haven't got the money, okay? Or in Russian or in Istanbul, from Istanbul, something like that. Who cares? Anyway, I think this fight tonight on ESPN Plus is worth the price of the app. And, of course, if you've got the Daz app, the Zone app, D-A-Z-N, you get to watch Canelo. Canelo will take on Danny Jacobs, of course, in the middleweight title. That's going to go down May the 4th, probably in Las Vegas. But I wouldn't be surprised if they put this fight in New York City because, of course, Jacobs is from New York City, Brooklyn himself. And, of course, Canelo drew well the last time, sold out the Garden. He's the master. He's the man, no doubt about it. I mean, people knock him. People say, he was spoon-fed. He wasn't spoon-fed. Come on, man. The guy fought everybody out there. He's like 28, 29 years old, now almost 30. I mean, I think he's at his peak. He signed a $375 million deal, bigger fight contract than any fighter ever in history. And especially as far as athletes are concerned right now, he is the highest paid athlete in the world. So give him some props. Who would think of it? A boxer taking over being the world's most, the highest paid athlete in the world. I mean, that's pretty crazy. Anyway, you watch the fights tonight, of course, ESPN Plus and ESPN. That is the ESPN card, of course, regarding the UFC. Now, you got Showtime pay-per-view going with Manny Pacquiao and Adrian Broner. Am I hot on that? Yes, I am. I'm very hot on that. Why? Because there's a slim chance that Adrian Broner will come in here and win. A slim chance. And that's the only thing that's really got me interested in the fight, is that he may win. The odds opened up at minus 280. They are now minus 420. Minus 420. And then it was opened up almost a 3-1 underdog was Broner. Now he's a 4-4-1 underdog in the official sports book in Las Vegas, Nevada. Speaking of the USC, Am I thrilled over that fight that took place a couple of weeks ago? Of course, I'm talking about light heavyweight bout between Alexander Gustafsson and John Jones hooking it up for the second time. You know, what could I say? They moved the card. They screwed all kinds of people over. I think that the one that really took the brunt end of that one, man, was not from the ass whooping she took from Amanda Nunes, but, you know, the fact that she was cutting weight from 180 pounds, 175 pounds, she's cutting weight in the last couple of weeks, cutting off 25 or 30 pounds, and like 5 days before the fight, she's got to get in a car and drive 500 miles from Las Vegas back to, you know, LA. In other words, I thought it through Chris Cyborg Santos' game off, because Chris Cyborg Santos is one of those precision athletes when it comes to making weight. She's got to do it exactly. It's got to be a science, because if it's not a science, she's not in 100% condition. That's what happened the other night. She got lit up like a White House Christmas tree. I mean, that was Amanda Nunes' sole shot, you know, was to come in there and try to knock her out. Guess what? She did it. She did it impressively. 51 seconds. Give her some props. But John Jones, am I ready to, like, say, oh, boy, man, am I ready to be excited about John Jones? No, I'm not. I think he's a cheat. I don't like cheats. I just don't. I mean, if a guy cheated against me in a fight, you know, I'd have a problem with that. I just wouldn't. I know when I put my heart and soul into it and this guy cheated, if it had been even, I'd have beat him. But since he's taken Flintstone vitamins, he beat me? Nah. That's not the way it goes, straight up. I think anybody that cheats once, give him a pass. I'm against giving him a pass the first time. But you give him a pass the first time because you sort of have to. But the second, the third time, the fourth time, you can't do that with John Jones. John Jones, of course, he said that last time he tested positive for something because he, quote, took, quote, a dick pill. That's what he said, a, quote, dick pill, end of quote. I don't know what that means. In other words, he said that he needed it to get excited or something like that. No. What he needed it for was it brought his testosterone level down. In other words, of course, the level was up because of the fact he was juicing and taking steroids. But in my mind, and what I've been told by the experts, was that this, quote, dick pill, wherever it was, what it actually was it brought his testosterone level down to that of an 85-year-old man. Of course, the UFC didn't say nothing about that. WADA didn't say nothing about that. I don't know if they were involved at the time. USADA, the U.S. Anti-Doping Association, nobody said nothing about John Jones' testosterone coming in at the age limit, at the level of a man that would be 85 years old. The guy couldn't get out of bed, according to that testosterone level. But he comes up and he wins a major fight. Come on, something's wrong. There was John Jones cheating a long time, always trying to be ahead of things. And I believe his brother, who was a NFL guy, guess what?
Hey, it's in the family.
He got caught cheating, too. That's right. His brother is an NFL star, and John Jones' brother got caught cheating. So it's in the family, man. They're cheaters. Just go with it. Anyway, John Jones, the greatest of all time. No, he took steroids. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Ring Talk live worldwide, baby. Saturday edition live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, Channel 211, of course. The Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
It's scary when you tell the absolute truth about where you're at in your life and, you know, struggles with sobriety and just everything about me is really out there right now. And it's really freeing to be in this position to just not be hiding anything and just get to move forward in my life. And yeah, I feel great, man. It feels really good. Thank you to all the fans who stuck by me and who still support me and who are excited for me. It's just so energizing for me as an athlete, and I really appreciate everyone so much.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631.
800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
My mother's famous words. And ain't bragging, son, when you're telling the truth. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of combat sports. Don't forget, this is the Saturday edition. Sunday, the wrap. Of course, Manny Pacquiao, the UFC wrap, is going to go down 11 a.m. Pacific time Sunday right here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network and all the various internet platforms. Straight up, I tell you, I'm picking upsets tonight. I really think it's all about upsets. Upsets, upsets, upsets. Hopefully, Broner pulls off the upset with Manny Pacquiao. I mean, the fact that Manny Pacquiao's 40 years old, 45 years old, 49 years old, 105 years old, going on 90. What I'm trying to say is he's old. He uses Just for Men, no doubt about it. Of course, Adrian Broner, only 31 years old. He should win this fight. I mean, it shouldn't even be competitive. He should go out there and smoke this old man, but he's not going to do it probably because he's just not there. He's just not the upper echelon fighter, much like Socrates Palmer described in our first segment. I want to thank Socrates. Of course, he might be back tomorrow. The Godfather Larry Merchant will be in the house tomorrow. Of course, on the Sunday edition, as will Johnny Sig. Sig's going to talk about AA. Of course, Demetri Andrade stepping up at 160 pounds for the WBO champion. Speaking of the WBO, we are going to Tokyo in December. We're going to have the WBO convention for 2019. It's going to be in Tokyo. I think it's December 9th, that week of December 9th. Check it out at WBOboxing.com. That's the World Boxing Organization website, WBOboxing.com. Paco Varcasell and the crew, of course, putting on this event in Tokyo, Japan. Land of the Sun, folks. The only place that I've ever been in my life where I never heard a horn honk. I kid you not, I was over there, and I was walking down the street, and I was sort of, you know, tripping. Couldn't hear any noise. What was up? There's millions of cars. Not one person honked a horn. No road rage. Not in Japan, anyway. They don't have guns. That's pretty cool. A place without guns, you don't have to worry about people with road rage. I live in San Francisco, California. Oakland, California, around here, you don't mouth off too much because a lot of people carry guns. On another note, the Taco Man audio magazine airs tonight at 10 p.m. Pacific time. Johnny Taco and his all-stars, of course, rocking and rolling. Dominic Jimenez will be in the house. Seth Meyers will be in the house. Check out this show. It's a unique package put together by our executive producer, Scott Cuddy. Of course, it is the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine tonight, 10 p.m. Pacific time, right here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Channel 211 on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Until next time, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide coming to you from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Don't forget, Ring Talk, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, and the Taco Man Audio Magazine, Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Pacific time, and No Holds Barred, Sundays, 5 p.m. Pacific time. You're tuned to Sports Byline.
'Cause I love you so.